America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.
I'm all tongue-tied now. Well, bleh, 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 bleh. How's that? Welcome to the Morning Wham! Wake-Up Call with Theron Hughes, with Linda Hughes, and Pastor Rick Dietering, and myself, Gary Wells.
It's Theron X. I threw off my slave name before it was cool to do so.
Yes, I'm all tongue-tied already. Caught me off guard here.
You need more coffee.
I do.
I just want to point out what a great job Derek Stone is doing this morning.
Excellent.
And yesterday morning.
Yes.
With all of his little bump music and sound bites.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Derek, we're going to hit immigration because we're here to try and get people to vote for Trump. And voting for Hillary is going to continue this disastrous immigration policy that the United States is running right now. Let's start with anchor babies and how badly that is affecting the United States of America today. Run track six.
Hang on, I got to get it.
Okay.
All right, so how about tricks? No.
Well, we heard Barack Obama the other day, right? Did you hear him when he was interviewing with one of the Hispanic stations? Mm-hmm. And he was literally saying that it was okay for illegals to vote in this country.
He was encouraging it, and he was also sitting there with a woman that was a self-proclaimed illegal. Here's the President of the United States literally sitting there 2 feet away from an illegal alien and not turning her in. That's how bad how far we've fallen in this country. Yeah. It's lawless.
When the chief law enforcement officer of the country is not enforcing the law, that is how bad it has gotten. Yeah. Derek's got that track record. All right, go ahead and play it.
Moms in the United States illegally gave birth to 250,000 babies in 2014, enough birthright U.S. citizens to fill a city the size of Orlando, Florida, according to an analysis of data from the National Center for Health Statistics. The data showed that newborns to illegals accounted for 7% of all births in 2014, according to the analysis from the Pew Research Center.
All right, so that's what I mean. 4 years of Hillary in this, you won't win another Republican presidential campaign.
No.
It's all over.
Well, that was the monkey logic of the people that I think they call themselves conservatives, but they're psychotic because it was like, oh, we're going to – they're still to this day the never-Trumpers. We're the Bill Kristols, the Jeb Bushes. Oh, we'll just get through this with Hillary, and then in 2020 or 20, whatever they think is coming up, but it's not going to be 2020. It's going to be 2024, and it's not going to be another Republican.
Yeah,
we will be so gone.
There will be so many illegals, and these people are voting Democrat. Illegals vote Democrat, dead people vote Democrat, and refugees are going to vote Democrat.
You know, this is
that's all there is to
this. This is something that Glenn Beck, and I'll say he really does know how to get in deep on something, regardless of anything else, he hit really hard on, and these are these birthing hotels where people are coming over to this country on vacation with their pregnant moms just so they can have their child born here. To get that U.S. citizenry. So now they have an anchor baby.
Yep. The Chinese are doing the same thing.
The Chinese are doing it really big. It's happening all over. People, and this is going to cause a huge infiltration. You know, I'm going to speak to the black voter out. You want to know why black people aren't working right now? Those jobs are being taken by illegal aliens.
Yep.
Get them off the street and we won't have an unemployment problem.
Yeah. As a guy who grew up, went to college, working construction, I watched the trades disappear. You used to be able to make a living as a painter and raise a family and own a house. As a drywaller, you could raise a family and own a house. As a carpenter, as a roofer. Those jobs are gone, folks. You know they're gone. Those of you who do own companies are probably using illegals because you don't have any other choice but to compete. And you need those illegals to do it. And that's wrong. The trades have been decimated. And you union guys sat by and did absolutely nothing but allowed these illegals to come in.
Well, there's another aspect of that, the materials they're using. Donald Trump pointed out the other night when Hillary tried to get him, I forget the debate, but the, which one it was, but she said, and you, when you were building Mr. Trump, you used Chinese steel. And he said, I have to. You, the laws that your husband put right. in effect with NAFTA, you can't not use Chinese steel. Yeah. And that's a very, very valid point. We need to turn this around so everything comes back over here as opposed to going over there. And one of the things he's pointed out is he's going to shred NAFTA and start all over again.
Yeah, which is a good thing.
Absolutely.
And absolutely.
Amen.
It's time to put America first. Let's talk about asylum seekers. Asylum seekers in this country are up 900%. Derek, you got track 7? Let's run that.
The number of illegals seeking asylum to gain easy access to the United States has jumped 900% in less than 10 years, greatly expanding the immigration population receiving Social Security, school loans, green cards, welfare, and other taxpayer-funded services, according to figures from the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. While about 8,000, mostly Latin Americans, in 2009 sought asylum, the number is expected to reach 80,000 or more this year, according to a projection from the Center for Immigration Studies.
And we were talking about this on the break.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a reason the Border Patrol is supporting Trump, because they can't right. do their job. They've been forbidden to do their job. Somebody walks across the border as an illegal, they get stopped. 9 out of 10 of them will simply say, I need asylum. I'm in danger.
Right.
And they are released onto the streets of the United States of America. Nine out of ten.
They're told to say that in their country of origin before they even start the journey. And that is because it is being advertised through the U.S. embassies down there, courtesy of Barack Hussein Obama, telling them, come to America, say this, you're in.
You were talking about in break, Theron, and I'll let you continue with the story here, about somebody who came over and claimed for asylum and had family members over here. So I'll let you take it from there on that, where he said he had family in Boston.
Oh, talking about the kid that got away earlier on the break?
Right.
Yeah, I talked about this on my show multiple times. There was a, I think it was a CBS reporter down at the border, and this was when we got the first initial wave of illegal alien children coming across the border, which led to whatever, what's the law, DACA or something, Defense of Alien Children. But anyway, well, they don't use the word alien, that's illegal. But anyway, a reporter followed this kid. This kid said, I have family in Baltimore. He went through the whole process, watched them process this kid at the immigration center. They told the kid, you've got to go with the family, then you've got to report for a date in court. Here's the date. They give him bus fare to Baltimore. Well, the reporter followed him. There was no such family when they got to Baltimore that the kid reported, and then the kid never showed up in court when he was supposed to. For all we know, he's an MS-13 member out there right now gangbanging, which is a huge problem, and nobody talks about this in the media. But the people in Washington, D.C., and all the sexy surrounding rich suburbs in Virginia are laden with MS-13 now, dealing drugs and doing gang killings. And again, this kid just disappeared in the system, and he's just one of hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, selling and transporting heroin to give to your children.
I was just going to say, the heroin problem, where do we think that comes from?
It's huge. Let me put a quick plug in for Sheriff candidate McGee. Ken McGee is running for sheriff, folks, here in Washtenaw County. He's got a great plan to deal with heroin epidemic. Vote for McGee for sheriff here in Washtenaw County.
He's got the experience to be able to fight it and win.
Yeah, he's a former DEA agent, has got just a load of experience, but he's also got the compassion to help heroin people because it is a disease.
Right. Now, this is just my opinion. I'm Theron X. This is my opinion. I'm not attributing this to any politician, but I like the president of the Philippines drug policy. Do you know what it is?
I don't.
He's Duarte. He's I think that's his name. He's he campaigned on that he was going to shoot dead drug dealers, and within I think the first month of election, he taxed the police with just they know where the drug dealers are. I mean, here we know where they are too. We bust them and arrest them. They're back out on the street with some type of a counseling program. But over there, shot them dead. 200 drug dealers shot dead, that may seem very, very draconian to you, but I have no problem with that.
I would have to add on to that one additional amendment, is then after they shoot them dead, that they charge the family for the bullet.
Amen, Pastor Dietering.
After they're tried, of course, right, in a court of law.
Let's take an update on voting experience from Amy on line one. Amy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to report, I'm here in Ipsy, and it didn't take very long, and I'm 291. So far it's been a good experience. Where I am, I'm not seeing one Trump sign, but I do think that there's hidden Trump voters everywhere. But I want to ask anybody, what the heck is the working class party? Or is that just a front for the Communist Party here?
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Ballot, there's two candidates that were running for the working class party.
Yeah, let me tell you about that real quick. And actually, that's doing a huge favor for Jeff Jones. This was a party started by the union because they were upset with Deborah Dingell and her stand on the trade agreements that have been passed, that she was all for them. And, of course, this hurts the union. So they came up with the Working Class Party. It's a union party to get somebody that will fight more against the trade issues. Well, we have that in Jeff Jones. But because this is going to pull a lot of union votes away from Deborah Dingell, this only helps Jeff Jones.
Well, that right off the bat, the way that is worded, the verbiage they use, I mean, that right there to me screams probably some type of a socialist connection. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're all for the working class, absolutely, amen. Right. But generally, that kind of language is couched around the Socialist Party.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's what I was worried about. I mean, I was all in for Jeff Jones, you know. But when I saw these two people listed on the ballot for the working class, yeah. I thought, you know, it's Communist Party front. I mean,
hey,
that's the first thing they say.
Let me ask you, how many?
A lot of liberal votes.
How many people, when you were at the polling place, Amy, did you see people wearing red?
I saw two people wearing red, and there were two poll watchers, you know, watching everybody. And I asked them where they were from, and there was one from each respective party, okay. Democrat and Republican. But I did see a couple red shirts, so. You know, but, you know, it's Ipsy, which is just slightly less bluer, and it should not be, not an Ipsy, yeah. But it's slightly less bluer than Ann Arbor.
Yeah. Well, it's the whole area has been somewhat corrupted. I mean, you've got the mayor of Ypsilanti, a straight-up leftist for years.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Been going.
And the board is horrible. Oh, geez. Don't get me started about the local politics.
I know.
All right. Well, thanks for the update, Amy. Yeah. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for voting. Take care. All right, so a lot of people have said Donald Trump's talking bunk when he says Mexico can pay for the wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not true. Mexico
right.
can pay for the wall.
Of course
we've got
they
a track
can.
Here from Jorge Castaneda, who's Mexico's Secretary of Foreign Affairs from 2007 to 2003, and he'll tell you how Trump will make Mexico pay for the wall. Derek, you have that track ready? All right, go ahead and play it.
If he really wants Mexicans to pay for the wall, he has many ways of getting many Mexicans to pay for the wall. Increasing the fee for visas, which is a decision made by the State Department, not by Congress. Increasing the toll on the bridges, again, done by CBP, etc., not by the Congress. Increase taxing remittances. That's more complicated in terms of congressional approval or not, but there are ways of doing it. It's transaction fees, commissions, etc., special fee for, blah, 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 blah.
So that's your Mexican Secretary of Foreign Affairs, all right? You could take Vicente Fox, say, we're not paying for that
right,
wall.
Right.
Oh, yes, you will pay for that wall.
And I love that blah, 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 blah. Blah.
Yeah, I caught that.
See, watch Seinfeld?
Yeah.
It's another form of yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, unbelievable.
So we were talking about Barack Obama, and don't take our word for it. Derek, you got that next track of Barack Obama ready to here's from the horse's mouth. Barack Obama endorsing illegals to be voting in this country. Go ahead and play it.
Many of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country, are fearful of voting. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true. Okay. And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself, and there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, etc. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential.
I can't believe I heard what I heard. The president is even questioning whether the person who is an illegal is voting, outside of reminding people that if you're a citizen, you vote. But it's very clear that the question is being asked was about illegals voting and afraid that they might be reported to border security. You're illegal. You cannot vote. And the president of the United States is saying, don't worry, no one will be spying on you, catching you. When maybe, whether you're for the president, against the president, whether you're pro-immigration reform, anti-immigration reform, you are ignoring the fact that you've been questioned about illegal voting, which you can't do. Why? Because you're not a citizen of this country.
Yeah, that's
unbelievable.
That's your chief law enforcement officer.
This speaks to a much bigger problem than Barack Obama. For one thing, he's doing short time, but this speaks to Paul Ryan. He should have been on a microphone instantly as soon as that statement came out, screaming for impeachment, because there's the president of the United States, and he's done this before. He did this when he said he wasn't going to enforce the Defense of Marriage Act, which is a law, but they should have immediately called for impeachment. And I don't care what representative thinks, oh, that's frivolous, they will never go through. We won't get any support. Screw that. We still need that bully pulpit of Paul Ryan standing up and screaming about this and calling for impeachment on that alone.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Paul Ryan, because people always want to. I was on Twitter with somebody saying, I wish we had a Romney-Paul Ryan this time. And I thought to myself, we had them before. Yeah, they didn't have the guts to stand up and talk about what was right and wrong in this country. And Paul Ryan's still been in power for the last 2 years and doesn't have the guts.
We've Joe seen Biden pushed down Paul Ryan, gave him a noogie, took his lunch money, and de-pantsed him. I mean, right in front of the nation.
And we've seen now what both of them are about, Romney and Ryan.
Yeah, for these.
I'm sorry to say, but they're not who we want.
Paul Ryan has rubber stamped everything Barack Obama has asked for in the last 2 years, right?
Yeah,
they get in there. Since Boehner left, they have been literally. And someone told me, I don't know if this is true. Is Paul Ryan's wife a Democratic?
Big time. She's got something to do with funding for the Democrat organizations. It's kind of like the what's her name? Mary Matlin and James Carville kind of marriage, where one's on one side, one's on the other.
And don't, you know, I'm not knocking romance and all, but honestly, the dirty tentacles are so intertwined between the Democrats and the Republicans. I'm all in for Trump. Right. I hope this is a new Republican Party.
Yeah,
this is Trump's party. Paul Ryan said it wasn't his party.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get the vision of Ryan getting pantsed by
D-pants. Oh, Joe Biden. And then Joe Biden comes out and threatens Donald Trump. Donald Trump's a serious warrior. Donald Trump used to brag about how much he liked to get into fights in high school and through college, and he'd always win.
Yeah.
And then he was in the military academy where he beat the crap out of people. Yeah. Here's Biden challenging
Trump to a fight. Trump,
I'll go. Yeah. I would love to see that.
But so let's take, we got a few minutes left. Yeah. There's one track I want to play for you guys, but we got a few minutes yet. Last thing to get people to vote today.
Well, that's what I wanted to do. I kind of want to wrap it up. This is, boils down to, are you for America and Americans first? Are you going to vote for this global agenda? Because that's what everything boils down to. Mm-hmm. Do we want secure borders? Do we want a strengthened military? Do we want taxes cut and regulations cut so businesses can thrive? Do we want to be safe in our country? Do we want education? Do we want Common Core gone? Do we want Obamacare gone? I mean, these are the things that it boils down to. There's five or six uber important things, and I would say that that's it. Security, education, Obamacare gone. You know, everything else rests on those. If we're not a safe country, nothing else matters. If we continue to be infiltrated by this refugee settlement program, which she's already said she wants to increase 550%.
It's a million. That's a million refugees who cannot be vetted according to Barack Obama's own DHS and FBI and CIA. They can't vet them, and yet she wants to bring a million a year in.
And Trump says, let's build them safe zones in their own areas, which everybody is in agreement on. We want to help people. We're not saying, you know, I know you're running for your life every day. Screw you. We're saying we're going to help you. We're going to help you over there. And they want to stay in their own countries.
They do. The good ones do.
Right. Yes. Right.
Linda just said it. I would just second what she said. The only thing, if I added anything to that, is I would reiterate that what I've always resonated with from the moment I saw Trump burst onto this political scene is that his America First thing just totally resonates with me, because we've had nothing but America Last politicians and aiding and abetting Republican Party for America Last. And I'm sick of it. I'm fed up with it. So America first, amen. And another, real quick, when you see the support for Hillary, 9 times out of 10, it's some anecdotal wishful thinking. Oh, I like her because she's a woman. I like her because of her experience. She has no experience in doing much. She's never accomplished anything. She gave us Arab Spring, and which led to Islamic State, if you want to look at experience. But again, I say that I go with the America first thing over everything else.
Plus, Trump says we're going to be able to say Merry Christmas again. I'll vote for him just for that.
The whole thing is this. Also, if you want this country, as Linda just described, if you want a law and order country, if you want a great America again, a third-party vote is not the answer. This is a binary choice. You're going to vote for Hillary or you're going to vote for Trump. If you vote for Trump, you get the America that Linda and Theron just described. If you vote for Hillary, it's just a continued track going towards socialism. And if you stay home at vote, if you stay home because your Republican candidate didn't make it, you are taking away that vote from Trump, and therefore you are getting the America that you deserve.
You're voting for Hillary.
Yep.
Yeah. So I guess people, I would say this, listeners at home, people online, get on your Twitter today, get on your Facebook today, use your social media. If you're out of the polls, talk people up, try and use common sense and bring it down to that basic level of people's pocketbooks, people's basic freedoms. Are they gun rights owners? You know, are they gun owners? These are all things that will disappear under 8 years of Hillary Clinton. This is it. It's survival. Right. This time or no time. This is when we have to vote for Donald Trump.
It's literally the last chance. That's it.
Yep.
And that's not hyperbole. This is the last chance.
That is exactly right. This is your last chance to have an effective vote in a national election for the United States of America.
Yep. And Michigan's going to be in play for the first time in decades.
Yeah. Let's hope. I have a good feeling that Michigan can swing Trump, and I'm praying for a landslide because you know what? This, above all times, is when we need a mandate. We don't just need a win. Right. We need an overwhelming win to not only beat those fraudulent votes and illegal votes, but to send a message to people like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell that we back Trump 100%. And we want something done. No more pussyfooting around. We need action, and we need our borders and our country secured.
That's right. That's right. We're taking America back, and it starts today.
You know, they've been at this for 100 years, and this is the crown of their creation, this socialist progressive move. That may be somewhat deep in the weeds for some people, but if you dig in and you actually watch the documentary I mentioned earlier on, Trevor Loudon's The Enemies Within, that puts it in a very easy-to-understand, rudimentary way, and you've got to see that documentary. You will realize exactly what we're up against. This is the last shot at it. They're going to have their perfect progressive world if they get Hillary Clinton into office. We cannot let that happen.
Yeah. Pastor Rick, nothing left for you?
Well, I think it's, we said it all on reasons to get out and vote. I figure if you don't get out and vote at this point, you're either a communist, a socialist, or too lazy, or you hate this country.
Yeah. And so back to that, you know, be faithful. Yeah. Have faith today, because you know what? All those polls have been using most likely voters. This isn't a most likely election.
Right. Okay? Right.
And they've been heavily weighted Dem. So do not believe those exit polls when you hear them. That's the elite media trying to keep you from expressing yourself.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Until
we'll
all get each other
tonight.
Again.
It's going to be a great night.
Good luck and God bless us. Take care.
God bless America.